Welcome to the Youth Work Plus podcast. I'm Becky.
I'm Ollie.
We're both youth workers and we're both on the team at Youth Work Plus. Today we're chatting about youth work and mission. We're going to be unpacking mission with young people and mission and outreach to young people. So we thought it'd be cool to start off just with a little bit, sharing a bit of our experience of youth work and mission. Last podcast, if you tuned in, we talked about taking young people abroad on mission, but this time we're talking a lot more local. Mission with and to youth, for me, has been the majority of my youth work career. I fell into youth work by accident after doing a gap year, helping with church youth activities, and also did a bit of after school club and some schools work on my gap year. And then following that, I did a placement in London at a church in Waterloo, which was mostly connecting with young people in the local community. So there was a youth drop-in, a kids club, a football club, and a radio station for youth at risk of joining gangs. Then I did a course called Genetic with the Message Trust in Manchester, which was specialising in urban evangelism to youth. So I had a placement with the Eden team, in Hattersley, a youth bus placement, a youth club, with a church placement, and schools work, outreach and events with the Message bands. And then my first youth work paid job, where I worked for 8 years, was as community youth worker, which was an outreach role with a church focused on schools work, mentoring, youth socials and after school club, and youth mission trips. And I also led a detached team with Luton Town Centre chaplaincy and around the mall. And I used to help on the Youthscape summer camps with unchurched youth as well. And then after that, when I moved to Milton Keynes, I worked for a schools work trust here for 6 years, working in 15 secondary schools, helping youth to think about spirituality and faith through assemblies and projects and lessons. So I've got a huge heart for mission with and to youth. That's sort of my background and context. Ollie, what has been your experience of mission with and to youth?
I think I need a bit of a rest after that.
I know, that's a lot.
That's crazy. So mine is much more boring than that. I got into youth work on purpose. I did a lot of volunteering with Local Youth for Christ and stuff when I was a young person, and then went and did a degree with CYM, who were Centre for Youth Ministry and are now Children, Youth and Mission. So learned a lot through that, had different experiences. Most of my mission with young people or to young people has been small scale, slow, getting to know young people, working in youth centres, building relationship with them, and then sort of inviting them into the communities that we have. So we've seen some young people become Christian that way. We've really got to know young people. And then we've done mission trips. There used to be a thing here called the Ensham Noise, which is quite funny because it's quite a quiet village. But we'd do litter picking and have events, and people would come and see. And our format was really missionally speaking, was a kind of a stepping stone system for involvement with church life. So we were deliberately present where people where young people were. We were working with the youth centre and getting to know people. Then there was groups that were, you know, run by us, but experiencing our community, no kind of God slot or anything like that. And then we had our cell groups, which is that's what they're called, even though it's a slightly dodgy name and sounds a bit terroristy. But we do that, and that's where we explore the Christian faith. So, yeah, very more kind of slow, less exciting, but that kind of level of mission is what has been my experience with people.
Yeah, thanks, Ollie. So we're talking about today two types of mission, one with young people and one and two young people. With the first one, we're talking about engaging youth in local missions, so, you know, doing it with them or in equipping them and inspiring them and enabling them to do mission. I guess with their peers and stuff is one of those examples. Ollie, do you want to unpack a little bit about what we mean by that?
Yeah, so I think people like the kind of term peer evangelism and the idea that the best people to reach young people for Jesus are the young people themselves, and helping them be able to do that well, which is something I think we can really do as a church. So one initiative that I'm really hoping to try is where we run this phone fixing thing that I've talked about before, and we invite young people who are then able to invite their friends, and it just takes the kind of the pressure slightly off the young people, because I think it's a scary thing to do. If you say to anyone, young or old, do you want to go and talk to the people who you're around all the time about Jesus? Like, no, thank you, because it might go wrong and then it'll be awkward and embarrassing for ages. Much easier if you take them out of their context. I sometimes think some of the things we ask young people to do are a bit unfair. Like, hey, go to this park and talk to some people who you might see again. And we're like, oh, I'm going to die on the inside. I think we can help them do those steps where they're like, yeah, I feel like I might die on the inside, that you're not going to do naturally. And also just providing opportunities for equipping them to do evangelism with their friends, which is easier said than done.
Yeah, and some young people are really gifted, aren't they, at peer evangelism. Like we had in one of my previous youth groups, we had one girl in particular who was, it was her skill and her gift. Like she would invite friends to come along straight to the church youth stuff, also to the social stuff that we ran. We used to use socials as a way to cross youth over from our school's work and our after school club to our more church-based discipleship kind of focused youth work. So they'd make friends at the socials with our church youth and then be encouraged to sort of come along by them and by us to our more sort of discipleship based stuff. So we used to do a Sunday night youth service and we used to do cell groups and small groups. And so those socials sort of created a safe space for our church youth to bring their friends. And so that was sort of our aim, that would be like the first thing they'd come to. But yeah, for some of our young people, they had no, you know, fear about inviting their friends to come straight to the church stuff, which was cool for some of them because, you know, their friends did come. You know, they accepted the invite and they came and joined in sometimes. But the reason peer evangelism works, I think, is because Christianity isn't just taught, it's caught, isn't it? Like, people need to see faith in action and they need to see that it's not a weird thing, that it's a positive thing, that it's something that is a really positive change on somebody's life. You know, the positive transformation of hope and perspective change. And it's through that honest relationship and conversations that you can share your faith in meaningful ways, isn't it?
Yeah, I think equipping young people to do that and also setting expectation, I think, is really important. I remember when I was young in the 90s, the pressure that, you know, you'd have these conversations and all of your friends would come to the Lord unless you did it wrong, and then none of them would. And that's just not true, is it? Like, we're called to be witnesses and to demonstrate our faith and always have a reason for the hope that we have, that, you know, to be able to communicate it well. But that's all we're called to do. You know, it's not that it's right or wrong if people do or don't become Christians. We're just called to be obedient. And I think it's important for young people to know that they're not doing it wrong if people don't become Christians. And some people are better at it than others. I don't think I'm particularly good at it, but I do enjoy people and talking with them. So,
yeah. And sometimes I think we make it into a bigger thing than it needs to be, don't we? I remember when I was a young person, you know, that there's an opportunity when your friends ask, oh, what did you do at the weekend? And you can share that you went to a church, or you went to church youth group or whatever. But most of the time I'd leave that bit out because I thought my friends would be offended or wouldn't want to know that bit or would think I was weird. But the older I got, the more I realised actually, like, it's only weird if I make it weird. Like, if I'm honest about what I've done on the weekend, then actually, like, if it's not weird to me, it shouldn't be weird to them if they're really my friend. So, you know, there's an opportunity there just with those simple questions that your friends ask about what did you do at the weekend? And like if something challenging is happening for them, then you can offer to pray for them, whatever. It doesn't have to be then and there, but say, you know, when I pray, I'll pray for you. You can add in things into conversation that don't need to make Christianity weird or offensive. You don't need to ram the Bible down people's throats for people to realize the difference Christianity makes in your life. But then there is also this whole category of mission together with the young people. Also, like we're talking organized projects your youth group could be part of, like Ollie, you mentioned the Noise. There's been things like Soul in the City, Hope. Here in Milton Keynes, I was involved with chairing our Hope MK event for a few years. We engaged with 150 youth across 30 churches to do community projects over 4 or 5 days in October, half term every year. And it was through that service and young people serving the city that faith was stretched and challenged. And also that whole collaborative thing of being able to connect with people from other local youth groups was a really key thing. And so it was just as challenging and faith stretching for the young people who came, who were already part of churches, as it was for, you know, the communities and the people that they were serving on those projects. And they were all sorts of projects. They were doing kids clubs and gardening projects and litter picking and holiday clubs and all sorts of stuff.
I think one of the things is that actually churches are getting older. Like that statistically, certainly the Church of England statistics show that that churches are getting older. Young people aren't coming to church as much as they were in the past. And it can be quite scary and seem like a desperate thing. Sometimes I think our mission can be a bit like, come to church, please. Either because I want to like tick it off a list, because either it's my job or I'm a super keen Christian young person, I'm like, I've got to get as many as I can. Or because as churches, we feel panicky, like the church is going to die if we don't have some young people in. And that makes for a terrible invite to Christianity, I think. You know, if it's out of desperation. I remember going to a meeting once and there was a really cool sounding like ladies gathering. Obviously I wouldn't have been invited anyway, but like it was like this really cool ladies gathering that started like after the war or something, and they had this really clear vision and focus and mission. And then over the years they'd all just sort of got older, people had moved away, some people had died, and it was dwindling. And I remember the person standing up and being like, you have to join, otherwise this group will die. And I'm like, ooh, what an appealing offer. Even if I had been allowed, there's no way I wanted to be a part of that. And I think getting away from that, like, desperation, you can be desperate because you think it's good for the young people themselves or your friends if you're a Christian young person. But yeah, that kind of collected confidence of this stuff is real and it's made a difference to me and it can make a difference to you. But yeah, I think it's tricky. I don't know about you, Becky. You have got more experience and you feel like the sort of person who it comes a bit easier for. But I think it's tricky. I think it's hard. Mission with young people who aren't Christian is a difficult thing, I don't think. But it's exciting and a good challenge that we should respond to.
Yeah. So one of the other things we wanted to talk about was mission to young people. Some of the latest stats Script Union have been using to spur their 95 campaign, which is for the 95% of children and youth not in church. There's a big campaign, you know, they're doing lots of, their focus is a lot on mission at the moment. And the studies that theirs is based on is basically the fact that 95% of children and youth that exist are not part of the church. So therefore only 5% are. And I know here in Milton Keynes, those stats are quite probably, you know, even more accurate, because I know that we've got 60,000 children and young people and there's nowhere near that number. Engaging with local churches, we've got around 150 local churches and they'd need to have 400 youth and kids each to be engaging with all of those children and young people that we've got in Milton Keynes. And, you know, we're nowhere near that.
And yeah, there's Jimmy Dale, who's a national youth advisor for works on national youth evangelism advisor for the Church of England, has put together lots of statistics about decline in the C of E with young people. I don't think it's just what's happening in the C of E, but church attendance is dropping, and it's even more severe as people get younger. Churches are getting older. The C of E's got a new initiative for younger, bolder church. But I don't think, I think the pattern, it kind of is worse in rural areas where there are fewer people generally. So it can seem pretty bleak.
So it seems like a huge task, doesn't it? And a big problem, which it is. And we're not shying away from that. But I think you can look at that, look at a negative stats like that in two ways, can't you? You can either think, oh my goodness, you know, church is dying, there's no positivity here, or you can look at it as a huge opportunity. And that's the way I prefer to look at it, that actually, you know, it gives us as youth leaders, as churches, as charities, a huge big opportunity to reach more young people, to get out into communities, to do more creative things, to, you know, young people, they want decent role models. They really benefit from connection with good quality adults who are not their parents. And they need unwavering hope. They need to know they matter. They need to know they've got big potential, and they need, and they deserve to be welcomed into our church communities. And, you know, sometimes that's going to mean us being courageous and going out into the community to be where they are, you know, to do more schools work, to engage in schools more, to do more drop-in youth clubs, to run after school clubs, to do more social activities so we can get the friends of our youth who we've already got to be inviting people. So I think, you know, for me, my, obviously my context is youth and mission has always been on my agenda. For some people I know it probably hasn't been. And so, you know, it doesn't come easily to everybody. And it might be, you know, some churches, their focus is on the young people and the children they've already got. And I'm not saying don't focus on them, throw them out the window and go reach more. It's really a both and tactic, isn't it? I mean, everybody wants to have, hopefully, wants to have more children, young people connecting in with their church and their activities. And there's a lot more out there who can be reached. And it can seem like a huge task, but I think actually we can look at it as an opportunity.
Yeah, and I think there is an opportunity in terms of a kind of culturally at the moment, I think there is a hunger for spirituality amongst young people. And the church is really well placed to meet that need. We've actually had a young person, he's an older young person, who's become a Christian in the last couple of years, essentially on his own, had nothing to do with us, like through YouTube, and him and his mum become a Christian. They've started coming to our stuff. It's, you know, the Holy Spirit's at work. There is a spiritual hunger. But I think there can be all sorts of barriers to doing mission with young people. Those patterns of the fact that it's worse in rural or more deprived areas, you know, sometimes we feel like we don't have the resources, or we're not cool enough, or we don't have the ideas. I'm a paid youth worker and I feel like that all the time. And sometimes you can feel like, oh, there's no one around to help. I'm the only one who's got this vision, or I've got no experience, or I don't know where to start. And there's loads of stuff. That's kind of where Youth Work Plus comes in. So if you're feeling like that, please do get in touch with us. The whole point, the whole reason that we're here is to support people in working with young people and mission with young people and youth and children. And we want to bless people in that. So yeah, get in touch with us. We'll help if we can. But also if you're doing amazing things, like, it's not all bleak. There's loads of amazing things going on. We want to hear those stories so that we can share them too. And this podcast, you know, it's not going to be just mine and Becky's voices. That's not what we want it to be. So we want to share your ideas. If you email us in or contact us and you're happy for us to share, we'd love to share stuff that's going on. If you've got questions or you want to know more, we can use this platform to share about it. And also, very practically, if you're in Oxfordshire, Milton Keynes, or Berkshire, I think that is what it's classed as, the Oxford Diocese. One of my part-time roles is I'm starting a youth learning community. It's called a greenhouse, and it's literally for, you know, I, through lockdown, I had time to reevaluate, and I thought, actually, we don't do much mission, and it's really hard to connect with young people we don't know. And, you know, trying to equip and enable young people. So, and we've had this opportunity, there's a spiritual hunger, a lot of the work's slowed down. So me and some other amazing youth workers, as in we've got the amazing youth workers and also me, we're going to gather together and work out how to do this stuff well and do some new pioneering stuff. And if you want to be a part of that, and if you want to join in, please get in touch. We'll give the contact details for Youth Work Plus at the end. But yeah, love to have you. It's kind of about doing this stuff together and learning together and being a network and being resourced, because it's much easier when we do stuff together and don't just rely on our own strength.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I just wanted to add in something encouraging at the end there that I just thought of. Like, sometimes it can seem like it's just on us. Like, obviously, we have a responsibility to step forward and say, God, use me to reach kids and youth and help me to see where you're already working in the community. But that's the thing, isn't it? Like, God is already, as you mentioned earlier, Ollie, God is already working in our communities. And really, it's just about being keen and being willing and obedient for God to use us in whatever he wants to do. You know, it's not about us trying to think of the coolest, the best ideas to reach young people. God wants to be a part of that with us. You know, we're Christians, and we rely on that, you know, the Holy Spirit to inspire us, to give us the wisdom, to resource us, to equip us. And so, you know, most of us, even if we've done a lot of youth mission before, like you mentioned, Ollie, we all feel ill-equipped sometimes. And it's in those moments where, you know, we submit to God and say, God, I need you to fill in the blanks here and to provide what I haven't got and to lead me where is going to be the most fruitful and help me to be productive in this mission with kids and youth and to do some stuff that's going to be effective. Because God knows where he's already been working, and we just have to tie in with that. And we believe in an amazing, you know, powerful God who's already out there working in our communities, and already we're not bringing God into schools. God's already in schools doing stuff. We just need to join him within that work with these kids and youth.
So, Becky, you've had loads of experience doing mission with and to young people. Have you got any ideas of things that you think could work in any context that anyone listening here could pick up and be like, oh, I could give that a go?
Yeah, I think so. Schools work is a big thing, isn't it? Like, it can be quite hard to get into local school, but I think sometimes you have to sort of go in there with no agenda and say, hey, I'm the local youth worker, or hey, we're from the local church, what can we do to support you? And sometimes that, you know, some of those inroads are providing cakes for the staff room, or perhaps not in COVID times, but outside of that, it could be, you know, volunteering with the school if they've got opportunities for you to go in. It could be providing something they need on the curriculum, so, you know, assemblies or whatever. And praying for an open door and an inroad into your local school to be able to do something that's going to be supportive for them and meaningful. It might be detached work in your local area, you know, meeting young people where they're at, if there's a skate park nearby or a place where they hang out, you know, putting a little team of volunteers together, get some hoodies printed so you don't look like weirdos just approaching young people on the street, but yeah, have a plan and, you know, engage with young people where they're at. It could be a drop-in youth club for young people. It could be social events. It could be sports stuff. You know, maybe you've got an outdoor sports area near where your church or charity is that you could take some equipment down there and engage with young people. Maybe you've got budget to get a youth centre bus that you could drive around onto different estates and places and engage with young people and invite them on there. Maybe there's another creative gap within your context. I mean, part of it is really understanding the context within which you're in. You know, where are the opportunities? Where are the creative gaps that you could fill? I mean, one of ours was, so when I worked for the previous church for 8 years as community youth worker, our after school club really worked because we realised that we were on a road, same road as the secondary school. It was a dead end road, so most of the young people had to walk back past our church to get out of the street. And so we decided to run after school club. We were able to promote it through the school, and loads of young people came and we built connection and relationship with them through that club. Sometimes, you know, it might be just opening your church up to do a Friday night youth club. If you can, anything like that, try and promote it through the local school if you can. And sometimes they're really keen to do that. If they realise you're, you know, a trusted place and a safe place for young people, they're happy to promote that kind of stuff through their newsletters or as a little plug in assemblies or whatever. So I'd say, yeah. And, you know, Ollie, your creative thing about fixing young people's phones and, you know, building a sort of club or an activity around young people's, you know, their own interests and activities they're already doing is useful as well.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to get to know your context, to show love and genuine value, and like not be afraid to put yourself out there and be consistent. And all of those things that Becky was talking about sound kind of terrifying to me, but actually I've done some of them, and that act of like putting yourself out there, and it's good for us spiritually, but also that's, you know, I think that's how God works through us sometimes. We just need to do the thing that we don't want to do, and God blesses that.
Yeah, and I think as well it's having realistic goals within that. I mean, like if you go to your church, PCC or council and say, we want to do this youth outreach stuff because we want to double the size of our youth group, or we want to see, you know, 50 more young people within our church, you know, those are kind of, I'd say, sort of, they're good goals to have, but sometimes they're a little bit unrealistic. You know, sometimes your goal needs to be that you're going to have an impact, some sort of positive impact on 50 more young people, or you're going to enable your church to be more involved in the local community through what you're doing, or you're going into it with the aim of building relationship and connection with new young people. And if through those relationships they end up coming to your church stuff, bonus. But sometimes it's about sowing seeds for the long term, isn't it? You know, it's engaging with young people, and they might not become Christians in the time that you're connected with them, but it might be later in life that they realise that actually your input and your involvement in their life has been a really positive one, and you never know what the impact of that is going to be.
Yeah, and some of this stuff we will never know. It's the same with any sort of youth work and mission. I think half of the stuff we do, I think we'll never know. I've had glimpses into impact I've had as a youth worker that I would not have been aware of, apart from I've just spoken to young people later as they've got older. But I think loads of what we do, it's about being faithful, and we don't know. We don't always get to see the results, and that's okay. But we're supposed to be faithful. I think that's the biggest thing.
So I guess that is a really good place to finish. So we want to say thanks for listening. You know, don't forget to rate, to like, to share, subscribe, as it not only helps you to find this podcast again, but it also really helps with the algorithms for other people to find our podcast as well. Don't forget to check out our website, www.youthworkplus.com. And we're also on Instagram and Facebook. And as Ollie mentioned earlier, we're all about supporting kids and youth leaders. So if there's anything we can do to help support you, whether it's, you know, joining one of our networks or providing some free consultancy or advice or looking at our weekly resource review posts, either way, follow us, comment, DM us. We'd love to hear from you. And maybe we can mention some of your stories and shout outs on our next podcast. So we will see you next time. Thanks so much. Thanks for tuning in, guys.